This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. Police in the Bordeaux area of southwest France are pioneering the use of traffic drones. French police have issued hundreds of fines since they started the program this summer. John Lawrenson brings us this report.
A drone climbs into the sky to fix its glass eye on the busy Bordeaux beltway. On the ground, police captain Pascal Jansou scrutinises the images it's sending down to the monitor. We're in a quiet road that's next to the highway, but hidden from it by trees.
The drone is very useful because we can see dangerous drivers on the roads without being seen by them.
Today, they're going after truckers.
Dangerous behaviours like unrespecting distances of security or forbidden overtaking.
Illegal passing. He doesn't have to wait long.
Remorque blanche.
White truck, red and black letters on the side. Illegal passing, he says into his walkie-talkie.
Dépassement interdit.
Motorcycle cops waiting down the road from the drone zone receive the description and move to intercept.
This kind of operation today, we can stop from 15 to 20 trucks. In an hour.
Government officials in charge of road safety say punitive measures are needed to change driver behaviour. Drivers, on the other hand, can be expected to grumble. Speed cameras already earn the French government $750 million a year in fines. In comparison, in the UK, which has roughly the same population as France, speed cameras bring a lot less into government coffers. For Pierre Chasseret of the lobby group 40 Million Drivers, using drones against drivers is an unwelcome escalation.
It's amazing how inventive we are in France when it comes to finding new forms of repression. Just think, instead of encouraging drivers to keep their eyes on the road, we now have to look at the side of the road for speed cameras and now in the air for drones.
The government, in any case, likes the look of the Bordeaux drone experiment. It said it was looking to expand drone surveillance operations to other parts of the country. In Bordeaux, France, this is John Lawrenson for Marketplace.